Module 8, Lesson 5.2, Sleep Training at Bedtime and During the Night. As I said earlier, in the first 3 days of sleep training, you should first concentrate on encouraging independent settling at bedtime and nap times, and optimizing the day routine and sleep environment. So at bedtime, that means that you're going to implement your chosen settling method until your child has fallen asleep, regardless of how much time has passed. With these changes, your child may actually stop waking frequently in the night and naturally drop night feeds. Do keep in mind that with some children, you need to help them actively wean those night feeds, and that you would start to do from day 4 of the sleep training process. So if your little one is being fed more frequently in the night than is necessary for their age, we suggest that you reduce night feedings using one of our suggested methods. Take a look at your workbook notes from Module 4 as well, where you developed your realistic nighttime sleep expectations plan so that you know how many feeds to be aiming for in the night. If, however, your child is already not getting any nighttime feeds at this point but is still waking frequently to be settled, you just need to stay consistent with your settling method at every wake-up in the night, and the frequent wake-ups will resolve quickly. Make sure here that you're addressing any other sleep associations that could be preventing your child from connecting their sleep cycles independently, maybe such as your presence in the room. And you want to make sure that you avoid overtiredness as well. Here it might be helpful to refer back to Module 6, Lesson 3 on hidden sleep associations, as well as the next lesson in Module 8 on common issues and how to solve them during sleep training, for some ideas of potential underlying reasons for frequent night waking that might not be obvious at first glance. Night weaning method number 1, increasing intervals between feeds. With this night weaning method, you're going to gradually increase the time interval between feeds in the night and resettle using your chosen settling method. So firstly, we suggest that you choose a reasonable and age-appropriate length of time that you feel your child can handle without a feed in the night, and gradually work towards that over several days. Of course, we don't want to overwhelm your little one, but we also want them to start learning to connect their sleep cycles in the night. And we know that biologically, even newborns can actually go 3 to 4 hours in the night without feeds, so that's a really reasonable place to start with your interval. So if your child is 4 to 6 months old, you can choose 3 hours as the starting point, especially if your child is currently waking every 1 to 2 hours. But you would then need to extend that interval to 4 to 6 hours between feeds over a week. If your child's between 6 to 12 months of age, we would recommend starting with a 4-hour interval between night feeds, gradually extending to your desired interval, depending on their age, over 1 to 2 weeks. If your child is already older than 12 months, you can go down to offering just 1 feed in the night from the very beginning, and then just gradually wean that last feed away over a week. So basically with this method, whenever your child wakes up before the interval has passed, you settle your child again until they have fallen asleep. Especially if mom is nursing, potentially letting the other parent handle all of those interventions and implementation of the settling method for those wake-ups in between feeds can be really, really helpful. Babies can smell the milk and will often be more frustrated when mom comes in but doesn't feed them, and that can make resettling in the night really difficult. Something to keep in mind here is that, especially at the beginning, if your child has cried the entire time, you've reached that feeding time, and your child is showing no signs of calming down, it would be best to try and calm them down in your arms first for a few minutes and then only give them the feed. And in general, we don't want to use this technique too often. We want to use this as a last resort, because letting your child cry for a long period of time and then offering a feed may actually encourage even more crying and prolong the sleep training process. So let's look at a little example here. Your 6-month-old is used to waking at 11 p.m., 1 a.m., 3 a.m., and 5 a.m. for nighttime feeds. Knowing that your baby at this age can do at least a 4-hour interval between feeds, you would not feed them before 10:30 p.m. based on a 6:30 p.m. last feed, the one that they had before bed, and then again 4 hours after that first feed, depending on when that feed actually took place. So whenever your baby wakes in between these intervals, you would then implement your settling method until they fall asleep again. So let's say that they woke up the first time at 9 p.m. You would resettle here. Then they wake up at 11 p.m. and you would feed directly at this point. They next wake up at 1 a.m. and again, you would resettle to sleep. They then wake up at 4 a.m. and you give them a feed here because it's been over that interval, and then they sleep until 7 a.m. You can extend the interval between feeds here then over to 5 to 6 hours over the course of a week. And you may be surprised that it doesn't take too many nights of active resettling that they may actually drop to one feed all on their own. Night weaning method number 2, gradually decrease length of a feed. And this is specifically helpful for breastfed babies. So initially, for the first 2 or 3 days, you just want to track how long your baby drinks for each feed in the night. Then you're going to gradually decrease the length of the feeding time for 1 or potentially 2 feeds if there's currently more than 2 night feeds. You want to do that in increments of 2 to 3 minutes until you're down to just a 2-minute feed. At this point, you then drop your chosen feeds completely and resettle your baby with your chosen settling method instead. So how do you know which feeds to decrease the lengths of? Basically, if the feeds are different lengths, we would suggest that you start by reducing the feed that's usually the shortest. Or, alternatively, you can have a look at the following graph for the age-appropriate length of time a baby can go in the night between feeds and see which of your current feeds are the most closely aligned with those intervals. And then just start gradually decreasing the feeds that fall outside those ideal times first. So looking at an example here, for example, your 6-month-old is used to waking at 11 p.m., 1 a.m., 3 a.m., and 5 a.m. for nighttime feeds. Knowing that your little one can do at least 4-hour intervals between feeds, you would focus on dropping the 1 a.m. and or the 5 a.m. feed first. So let's say you choose just to focus on the 1 a.m. feed. If your usual feeding time length for this feed is, say, 20 minutes, you would then decrease the length of feeding by 2 minutes every day until you're down to just a 2-minute feed on day 9. On day 10, then, you would drop this feed completely and resettle your baby with your chosen settling method instead if they wake up at that time. Then you would begin to wean either the 3 a.m. or the 5 a.m. feed next, in the exact same way. Once your baby is successfully doing only 2 night feeds, you would then make sure to extend the time between those 2 feeds if needed, potentially using night weaning method number 1, so that your baby does the age-appropriate interval of 6 to 8 hours between feeds. Night weaning method number 3, gradually decrease the amount of formula. With this method, you're going to gradually decrease the amount of formula you're giving for one feed that you want to drop. You do this either by decreasing the total amount of milk that you offer by 30 mils every 2 to 3 days, or you decrease the amount of powder you add to the water by 1 scoop every 2 to 3 days, using the same amount of water as you would usually give. Once you're only giving 30 mils of formula or 1 scoop of formula added to the water, you would then drop the feed completely and settle your child back to sleep using your chosen settling method. If you find that your child's refusing watered-down milk, you can either drop the feed entirely right then, or you can switch to reducing the amount of milk instead of just watering it down. Also, if your child's already drinking less milk during one specific feed than during others, that's a really good indicator of where you should start weaning first. So let's look at an example. Let's say you usually feed your 8-month-old baby at 11 p.m. and 2 a.m., offering 120 milliliters of formula at both of those feeds. He regularly finishes the 11 p.m. bottle, but only drinks 90 mils usually at 2 a.m., so that means that the logical place we're going to start weaning would be the 2 a.m. feed. So right from day 1, you're going to drop this feed down to 90 mils because that's what he usually drinks. Then, if you've chosen the decrease entire amount of milk method, you could then reduce the amount of milk that you're offering down to 60 mils on day 2 and then to 30 mils on day 4. Then, from day 5, you would settle your baby without a feed at this wake up. If you choose the dilute the milk method, you could reduce the powder down to 2 scoops, the equivalent of 60 mils of milk, mixed with 60 mils of water on day 2, and then down to 1 scoop of formula mixed with 90 mils of water on day 4. Then from day 5, you would then settle him without a feed or maybe only offer water at this wake up. Night weaning method number 4, drop night feeds cold turkey. If your little one is older than 1 year old, it may actually just be easiest to drop all night feeds cold turkey and to resettle them with your chosen settling method whenever they wake in the night. If you're still worried about your child being thirsty in the night, but you don't want to be offering milk feeds anymore, a spill-proof sippy cup of water in the crib can be a really good alternative. The important factor here is that the child can find and use the sippy cup on their own in the night, and also that the sippy cup of water is not used by your child to settle to sleep. We don't want them sucking to sleep on the sippy cup. Plus, if you're working towards early potty training, it might be best to offer your child the sip of water before they go to bed, but not give them the sippy cup of water in bed. Let's look at a quick example here. So let's assume that you usually feed your 14-month-old toddler a bottle at 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. From day one, you would just respond to any and all night wakings with your chosen settling method, potentially offering a little drink of water, but no milk, and just persist until your little one falls asleep again.